Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the first Sunday of the year worship. We know you in this room. You watch our worship. So I pray that from the bottom of our heart, when we raise our voice, we singing, we praising you, you will please. So everything we do for your glory, Father. And for the rest of the time, we listen to your message. So I pray the Holy Spirit could be in me to share the message. I also pray the Holy Spirit in the heart of the people in this room so you can hear your voice and apply the message for their life. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning, this morning, for the English worship service, we picked the book of Genesis. And for the Vietnamese worship service, we picked the book of Revelation. So we cover the whole spectrum from Genesis to Revelation. Because the month of January is the month of beginning of everything. It's not just more than the calendar year. But for the children of God, we can use it to begin a new year for deeper worship and witness. And we praise the Lord for that. And I hope by noon today you would help Bakai to get down on the Christmas decoration so we can begin to decorate the new year 2018, especially in February. We get ready for the Vietnamese New Year. The book of Genesis begins with the beginning. It starts with the creation, the beginning of creation, the beginning of the humanity, beginning of family life. So beginning of sin and beginning of disobedience to God, beginning of suffering and beginning of God's effort, try to pull the people, try to redeem and restore the human back to relationship with God, relationship of love, the fellowship of faith. So that's the book of Genesis. But this morning, for the beginning of the year, I only picked three chapters, you know, within 15, 20 minutes, and try to compress everything, three chapters down to about 15 or 20 minutes. So you would have some ideas of the beginning of time. And we learn about God, we learn about the grace of God, and then we learn about the people. Okay? And I recommend that when you go home, you read the first three chapters and you would understand what I'm trying to communicate to you. Okay? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, as a memory verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, in the New King James Version. So three things from chapter 1 to chapter 3, I'm attempting to review with you this morning how God is introduced and how we explain about the earth. I know all of you, you are the man of science. Some of you, some of the science, you already know about the earth. But we look at from the scripture point of view and how man is interpreted in the Bible. God introduced, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And when you start with the Bible, the book of Genesis not explain who's God, but the beginning is proof. The book of Genesis not attempt to prove the existence of God. Okay, he just simply introduced, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And when you study about God, the book of Psalm, it's chapter 14, verse 1, talking about the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. So I want to use that one as a base of understanding from the scripture, because we cannot define or try to box God into the box and try to explain him, because he beyond our understanding. But however, we can understand some characteristic of God. Okay, you as a base of our faith. God is introduced from the book of Genesis is very much he introduced as a personal spiritual being. Because when you study the book of Genesis, you would find out he acts, okay, he speaks, and also he feels. Because a lot of people, when they define God, they talk about God is, you know, some unknown out there, and he cannot communicate. But when you go back to the book of Genesis, you find out he's a personal spiritual being. He acts, he speaks, and he feels. So when God is introduced from the book of Genesis, introduced as one exists from all eternity, it's been before time was defined, he was there, okay, before time, before when we box the world or the universe into something we can identify, he already there from eternity, he already exists. So he intended all things. He's back up on things. Okay? And before all things and above all things, he is eternal and he changeless God. It means from whatever beginning of time or before time and through the history of mankind, he's not changed. And that God. So the book of Genesis introduced God as a supreme in power. When he speak the word, thing happen. One of the scientists, I think I already told you this story about 2 months ago. The scientists they have the they have the meeting together, and they said they can do everything as a God does. So he assigned one of the chief scientists come and meeting with God. And communicate to God, God, we can do whatever you can do. So we equal to you. So God said, okay, let's test it out. Let's create man. Okay, because the Bible talks, he created man. So the scientists would gather together the dust. Let's create the flowers. Thank you. Thank you. So let's just say, God said, let's create man. Well, let's get closer. Let's create the flowers, okay? So and the scientists gather together, dust, the seed, and all of that together, and put in the pot, and put in the water. And God said, no. Okay? Because I create all of that. Because in the beginning, he created from nothing. So let's start with nothing and create something. And you understand, because he had a power we don't. Because when he said, from his word, thing happened. He said, there's a flower. Boom, there's a flower. Don't have to be, go to the store and buy the seed and put the pot and then water it and wait for a couple of months and have the plants and then the flowers. Because when he said, there's a flower, we'll be the flowers. Okay? So he, supreme in power, he speak the word and create something out of nothing. And that God. He called in the universe into existence and the universe appeared. Okay, that from nothing. He take the dust and he make the fashion of man. Oh, we are dust, believe it or not. Eventually, we go back to dust. But however, we're much better than just dust. Because he very much breathed the spirit of God into us and suddenly we become a human being. Have the thinking, have, you know, on the feeling, on of that. But I will go back to the third point in terms of God, interpret the scripture, interpret man. Okay? And then he, of course, the Bible tells he breathed into man's nostril the breath of life, so he become a living soul. So that reason why we're different. But this is also the first three chapters reveal God is a perfect in wisdom. When God creates something, he creates in wisdom. Sometimes, as a human being, we have a lot of foolish thought. We create something, but it's out of our selfishness. It's not help to mankind. So you, when you study the book of Genesis, the first three chapters, he creates things. Okay? He creates the earth, the rain, the sunshine, and then the plant, and the sea, and all of that to prepare the place for man, for us. So he's is really amazed the wisdom of God. Okay, everything he creates is in the sequence and to support mankind, support us. Some of you probably engineer. Anybody in here engineer? Some of you, well, probably when I preach for the Vietnamese group, there's quite a few engineers. The engineer as assembly engineer, we're always talking about the process, the sequence of event would happen in order to have the final product. So as an engineer, you have to create step one, step two, three, four, five, and when you have the whole process. So everything has to happen in sequence in order to have the final products. Some of you probably in surgery, nurse, there is the process, procedure you have to go through. When certain exercise, you go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in order to execute certain plan. The same thing if you read the book of Genesis, the first chapter, you see the sequence of event. Okay, God exercised to prepare the creation of man. It's just so wonderful. So I'm my background is engineer, so when I read with the engineer point of view, I say, wow, he really unbelievable engineering wisdom and creativity. So everything from the first few creation, he prepared for the creation, the appearance of man. But secondly, he create, we need to understand before he created man, we need to understand how the earth was explained. Like we go on and read, you can read the whole chapter, you know, chapter 1 to chapter 3. However, for the limited of time, I only read a few verses. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Let me read from directly from my version here. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Okay? I read different versions, so at least you can see how the Bible kept like support each other. It's not conflicts in the Bible. So what exactly the earth was explained? Basically, the book of Genesis declared the earth and our universe were created by God. Okay? Because when it said there is light. Separate light and darkness, boom, it happened. So everything on this earth is created by God. So the creativity and the activity of God did is continue as he sought step by step to prepare the world for the coming of man. But it's also talking about from the beginning, the Spirit of God moved up on it, and God able to say, it is good. It's reminding me when you study the book of Genesis, when God creates things, when he say good, it's good. The reason I'm stressed on this, because everything he creates good, and when he create man, eventually we interpret man, and he said create man, it's also good. But why man begin to go wrong? Okay? So he created the universe, and he created earth, and light, the sunshine, the tree, the fish, all of that. And he said, good. Day one, he says, good. Two is good. Three is good. Every day he created, he said, good. So everything God created is good. And then all of that preparation is prepared for the best creation. Okay? Prepare for the best of creation. And from the scripture perspective, or theological perspective discussion, they say, prepare for creation of man. Okay? That's the best creation. They call it the climax of divine creativity word. If you study, you know, a commentary, if you study that. So you look each other right now. You have to recognize God create everything, prepare for us. And when he create us, it's the best creativity or creation of God, divine creativity work of God. Okay? The reason I keep stress on this, because eventually things go wrong. But if you look back in the morning, when you wake up this morning, even though, yes, you may have a breath throat, you know, I'm kind of under weather a little bit. Okay, but after I take a shower, well, before the shower and after the shower, you can see two different persons. After I take a shower, I'm feeling good. I'm looking at the mirror. I'm saying, wow, this is the best creation, the divine creative work of God. You have to recognize that. When you recognize that, nobody can put you down. Because you are the best creation. The Bible talking about the climax of divine creative work of God to create man. And you are a person. Okay? So yes, you may go to work. Sometimes you may weather didn't feeling well. Sometimes people may talk and then it really hurt your feeling. All of that, it's been the whole objective is pull you down. But you always have to remember when God create man, he create the best. Okay? Create the best. He prepare everything. The universe, the light, the sunshine, the ocean, the animal upland and all of that, the flower you see this morning, create all of that, prepare for the best. It's mean man. It's mean you, each one of us. And that's the beginning of time, the beginning in the book of Genesis. And then after that, he create man. Let's just find out how the Bible interpreted man. Then God said, let us make man in our image. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over on the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Sometimes we have to go back to the book of Genesis to redefine in us because of sin, we forgot who we are. Because part of us, he said that, let us make man. When we talk us here, it means, you know, the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, create us in our image. So each one of you have the image of God. Before I get out in the morning, you know, if you visit our house, you see, before I get out of the house, I have a list of the Bible verse. Well, of course, I have the E, how to share the gospel, and I have the list of the Bible verse. Before I get out of the house, it's constantly remind, I am the image of God. So certain thing, it helping us, Bible verse to carry through. If you need those verses, I will email to you. Probably I will attach in the you know, the Bible study on Monday. So I post it right there before I get out of the house to constantly remind me, God create me, all of you, in the image of him. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you have to see the image of God before you go out of the world. Yes, you get up early in the morning, real bad shape, the hair stick all over the place. Couldn't even open the eyes. Okay, the image of God kept sleepy at that time. Okay, but after you dress up, you look in the mirror again. Yes, that's the image of God. From the outside, but remember, it's also from the inside, so you can represent God to go out of the world, to work in the hospital, to work with the service company or go to school. Wherever we represent God, because God creates us in the image of him. in his likeness. Yes, sir. So each one of you looks so beautiful. Don't ever look at the mirror and say, I didn't look good. Okay, because you have the image of God. You have to look good. Regardless how people see you, but you have the image of God, you look good. But it's also in the likeness. It means you have reflection of Him. Reflection of Him through your attitude, through your communication, whatever the people interface you, they say you are the likeness of God. That's the beautiful thing. We have to go back to Genesis to remind us about that. Okay? So, humans are created, the creature made in the image of God. And like when God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and all of that verse in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. When it's talking about create us in the image, it doesn't mean, okay, it doesn't mean the physical likeness of God. It doesn't mean that. But in the image of God, it means you have the reflection. Because if you say the physical like God, why, you know, I look like this, but another person look differently. It's not about strength, not about how you build, but actually your reflection of Him, and you feel good about it. But it's also reflection of the rationale of God, morality of God, the spiritual nature of God, you in His likeness. So when you go out the world, your reflection of Him in that likeness. And another one, people sometimes, they forgot, God planned for man's life to be what the joy okay? So just enjoy whatever my creation, and all you have to do is just do the work that God okay? That's one thing about work. And another thing is combined with the choice in communion with God. So sometimes we forgot this because of sin, so we forgot that. So instead of joyful activity of work and becoming the burden of the work. How many of you go to work, you know, the day you feel so great and work may become very, very fast. It's like, wow, the day is over already, I'm just started work. But if you come to work with the burden, oh man, I have to go to work again, it's Monday, you know, you have Saturday and Sunday off, oh, now it's Monday, wow, I have to work, and then suddenly the day very, very long, and Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you earn for, man, I cannot wait for Friday, so I have the day off, okay, and then that vicious circle keep on and on. Your life will be extremely boring. Okay? But God, from the beginning of time, He created the condition. Our life is supposed to be joyful. So when you enjoy work, the work is no longer just a burden. The work no longer just stress you out. So that reason why, from early in the morning, when you go to work or you go to school, you have to look at the mirror and say, you are created in the image of God. The likeness of Him, and supposed to be a joyful day for you. Especially when you have the communion with God and everything will fall in place. Or else your day will be very, very long and your life extremely boring. Genesis chapter 3 reveals Adam. Oh, reveal Adam about what? Unbelief? Rebellious? Selfish? Disobedience, desire to find a better life outside the will of God. People keep blame on Eve. Okay? They keep blame on, well, because of her. So man fall. But my interpretation of man, well, because Adam, he unbelieved. I don't know how long Adam and Eve lived in the garden. The best place in the world? I don't know. But however, because of the temptation is there,
probably day in and day out, eventually he become not trust in God's word, and I come back unbelief. And because of rebellious soul, so finally God love. And you find out he had to pay the price, because the desire find abundant life outside the will of God. Because each one of us, God creates, put us in a family. You have the father, the mother, your relative. Okay? Love that family. Don't ever look to another family. Okay, you can change your name, you can have operation to change your appearance. Trust me. Learn to love them, because God put you there for the purpose. And don't ever compare, you know, God put you in the school, that school to learn. Learn to love that school. Learn to love the learning of everything you can of that teaching. Okay? Don't compare. Because when you have that comparison, something will put you down. A lot of young people come to me and say, I wish I had another father and mother. My advice to them, regardless of how you wish, they still have father and mother. Okay. Something God put you there, you cannot change it. Your father, your mother, your relative, your home country, God put you there. You cannot change it. Okay? People come to me, I said, yes, right now I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I love it. But trust me, I cannot say I'm born in America. I'm born over there in Vietnam. I cannot change that. Okay? And I cannot change my mom. I have something I have to learn to love them. Even though I might not like it, but I'm still learning to love them. Because they're still my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, same thing. But something I can change. I can change me. Because when I have time, I learn not changing me. Learn to love my parents. Brother and sister, learn to love the people. Learn to love the people. Way before, when I see them, they didn't do anything to you, to me. But when I see their face, I don't like it. Don't ask me why. But I learn to love the people with the first impression. I don't like it. But I can learn to do that because the Lord changed me. And you will see a lot of that. Something you can control. Okay? You can control your learning. God designed to put you there. Okay? And that's the key. You can control to change job. Because that's under your control. But a lot of things you would find out, you cannot change. A lot of young people also come to me and said, I wish I'm a white person. I say, good luck. If you even change, you go through on cap surgery to change, you know, from Asian skin tone to, you know, pale white color skin tone. You can do that. Michael Jackson changed that too. But how he ended up? You see what I'm saying? Because outside appearance, yes, you can change, but inside the soul, you can change that. And we learn to love ourselves. Because the love of God, because God in us. That's the reason why I advise you in the morning, before you get out of the house, look at the mirror. Do you see the image of God? Before you get out of the house, you say, I'm in the likeness of the Lord. And suddenly, everything will fall in place. Yes, someday will be tough day, but because I'm in the image of God, of the likeness of God, I have our Lord Jesus Christ in my heart. And suddenly everything will fall in place. And that's how we should interpret man. Or else, if you continue to read from Genesis chapter 3 and on the way to the book of Revelation, I think it's chapter 20-something, man is depressed on the chaos going on in there. You have to wait until the last two chapters of the book of Revelation to have glory. But again, we cannot change the struggle of man through their life. We cannot change that. But we can change us without the help of our Lord Jesus Christ to impact us and to impact the people around us and to change the community. And that's the challenge for the new year. So I'm talking about here that this is tragic beyond the description of the consequence of sin. The rest of the Bible inspired that account of the consequence of sin, human sin, all the way through the book of Revelation. Because of human sin and of God's loving, merciful program, redeeming, restoring human position, sons of fellowship, lost because of sin. So that reason why, a couple of weeks ago, we had Christmas. He's a redeemer. He had to come down here in order to carry our burden, wipe out our sin, original sin. Okay? So everybody, original sin, through the death of Jesus Christ, will be clean. However, to have eternal life, the salvation, we have to believe in Jesus Christ to have salvation. Because the love of Christ for everybody. But however, the Bible also said, whoever believes in him, they have everlasting life. So that reason why we go out there and share the message. That reason why we try to get the people to understand the book of Genesis and understand the salvation of Jesus Christ. Understand how we can change us and change the world. So three things. The book of Genesis. God is introduced. How the earth explained. But the most important, because we are human, we are interpreted in the image of God, in the likeness of God. And through Jesus Christ, we are a new person. Okay? And through Jesus Christ, because our new person, we go back as the image of God, the likeness of God, so we can impact our family, impact the community, and impact the world around us. Let us stand up and read verse 1. And you don't have to personalize this one. Okay, let's read together. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Can you memorize it? No. Let's read together, but don't. Okay, from memory. All right, you got it. Okay, the first verses. And if you stay in the Vietnamese worship service, Reverend Trang Dao, we go to the book of Revelation. To the end of the book. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your word reminds us how we are and how the book of Genesis interprets us as man, as a person. So I pray that the scripture help us to remember who we are. We are created in the image of God and the likeness of God. And through Jesus Christ, help us to have reconcile the relationship with you. And also confirm our belief, our faith. We have eternal life. And through the changing, we can impact the people around us, the family, the community, and whoever the Lord put the person cross path with us. We love you, Father, and I pray the Holy Spirit would be with all the people in this room so they would represent you when they get out of this building and go to work or go to school or whoever or whatever they do out in the world. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the people in this room, your children in this room, from now and forever. Amen.